With a vision to rebuild, renew, and restore hearts and homes in the urban community, Urban Life Family Media presents Fruitful Living with Chris and Carol Green. Fruitful Living is the podcast outreach of Urban Life Family Center, an inner healing ministry that has been changing lives in South Central Pennsylvania since September of 2004. For the next few minutes, we're going to bring you into our weekly session from the family prayer room, where you can experience the word that is producing fruitful living.
Just going after stuff, trying to fulfill the American fantasy. So there's a lot of piercing. Bible even talks about that, the chasing and pursuing of riches. Many people have pierced themselves with many sorrows going after all of this stuff. It's very, very true. Answering riddles. Get back to the original thing God spoke over your life. Get back. God, what did you say? Just about everybody in this room, you've had at some point in your life where the word of the Lord has come to you, even in prophetic utterance, encouragement, words of wisdom, words of knowledge. We're here in Harrisburg today, not because this was our idea. Elders, prophets laid their hands upon us, declared the word of the Lord over us. We were sent forth so that every time the shaking has come, all in family, y'all know what we do. Go back and play that video. God, what did you say? Square one, did I really hear God's voice? Square one, understand what I say. Square one, have I totally counted the cost? Square one, dare to truly obey. Woo! But God allows the riddles to shake you to get you back to square one. Y'all gonna do that song for me, ain't y'all? Y'all, they back there, man, we can't wait to get to the studio. We gonna put that down. So seek his wisdom on how to bring it to pass. Don't try to pull it off and make it happen. We're in this building today. Once all Urban Life family know the story. We just quit trying. Just, okay, Lord, whatever. You gonna have to do this. And I'm just sitting in a meeting. And someone says, there's some space available over at the United Church Center. Okay, I'll go check it out. Square one, hear God's voice. Because when it's God, stuff just starts falling into place. Yes, you have opposition, but you don't have to try to make nothing come together. I love it when God puts us, me and Carol call this being back in the flow. Yeah. Kind of got off track when we first moved here to Harrisburg, because Harrisburg is just so different. It's just so different. I don't mean that in a negative way, but it is different. God's prophetic purpose for Harrisburg, I understand, was the founder, John Harris, had a ferry business, and he helped travelers get across the river, people who were trying to get to their prosperity and their goals, and the rest of America. They had to cross the Susquehanna to get westward. And so he started a ferry business to help people get across the obstacles to get to that dream and vision. That's the prophetic purpose of Harrisburg, to help people get the dream fulfilled. What is it today? Just the opposite. Whatever can be done to stop you. So what's God doing? God's sending people like us from the outside, not to take it over, but to remind Harrisburg, this is what you're here for. So instead of pulling folks down and worried about who's getting ahead of you and who's got more than you, step into your prophetic purpose. Take the little bit that you got and help somebody else. And watch what God does in your life. You don't have to ever be jealous of what nobody else is doing. Just bless somebody else and watch God bless you. Woo, I feel that today. Come on, bless the Lord today. Thank you, Lord God. So that's all the reason why we're here. and teaching all these lessons and all this stuff to encourage you to be who God made you to be. Keep looking at all the young people that can't help it, but be. You're surrounded by a lot of, yes, jealousies and envy and strife and all that kind of stuff. Don't fall into it. You keep being an encourager. You make up your mind, you're going to bless somebody else. And all the shaking that's coming in your life, because you know, I know your story's in the room, a lot of shaking right now. But the only thing that's going to fall off of you is what don't need to be there anyway. So that you can be pure wheat. Pure wheat. No chaff in the wheat, no bugs in the wheat. You can really be who God wanted you to be. Thank you, Lord. So take your dream and submit it to God. We don't ever want to be dream crushers here. All we're saying is take it and give it to God. Give it to God. You got a lot of criticism here. Been here 6 years now. A lot of criticism. A lot of depression. A lot of negativity surrounding you. So you take it and you give it to God. You submit it to God. Lord, I don't know how I can fulfill this. I don't know how I'm going to be able to get to school. Don't know how I'm going to get the education. I don't know how I'm going to get any breaks. I don't know how this is going to happen. But I want you to see this, young people. God is bigger than the limitations of Harrisburg. There's a lot of limitations around, because really, that's just the nature of it being the state capital. In other words, there's only so many jobs to go around. There's only so many grants. There's only so many scholarships. There's always a limitation. There's only so many people that can be hired in different companies and organizations. And it seems like you're always stepping up after they hired the last person. After the last scholarship was given out, then you show up. And so you begin to feel like it's always going to be that way. I'll never be at the right place at the right time, getting the right opportunity. That changes. It changes. Right now, I declare it over your life. It changes. All you do is submit, Lord, this is your dream for my life. This ain't me chasing a fantasy. This is your dream. And you will do whatever it takes to help me fulfill that dream. That's what happened to Joseph. That's why out of his own mouth, know the story of Joseph, his brothers sold him into slavery, into Egypt. And 13 years later, he found himself second in command. And he told his brothers when he finally revealed to them who he was. You meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. So there's part of the shaking, some what will seemingly be like terrible things will happen to you, but it was God's way to get Joseph out from amongst his brothers and all that strife and all that madness, and to put him in the place where he could be tested and tried and prepared for authority. That's what's happening to you. That's what's happening to you. Come on, bless the Lord right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm encouraged for you, and I gotta stop. But I had to get to this one point. I gotta stop. So I'm telling you, don't forfeit your purpose simply because you would not submit under counsel and advice. That's why we talked about being a wise person that increases in learning and understanding. Listening to your mother, your father, spiritual moms and dads and mentors that God will bring into your life. So don't forfeit your purpose simply because you wouldn't submit under counsel and advice. Sometimes you have watched people who are tremendously gifted and talented, and you wondered why they blew it. I'm telling you now why they blew it. It wasn't their talent. It wasn't because they didn't have enough money. It wasn't because somebody was just jealous of them. Many of them is because they just simply would not submit under wise counsel. God would bring, even if their own natural mom or dad wasn't there for them, God would bring them spiritual mothers and fathers and mentors into their life to help them. Don't wander from church to church and city to city looking for somebody to endorse you or to affirm you or support you. I'm talking out of experience to you guys right now. Many people, that's why they're going from church to church and always looking, never settle, because they're so gifted, and they'll walk into a church and they know they're the best singer. They're looking at the choir and they're just critiquing everything. I play better than that. I sing better than that. And they won't submit nowhere. So the gifts and talent, pastors, I'm telling you, we're leaders. They don't need all of that. What they're looking for is, God is looking for people to just come on and submit. Submit. Your gifts will make room for you. But that need for affirmation and support, that's why they want to go from city to city. Once their reputation gets out bad, you know, in a city like Harrisburg, then they'll move to Philly and start all over again because people don't know them there. So they're going to start the mess all over again there. And then after a few years in Philly, everybody learns that they stuck up, won't submit, and so then they go to New York. And they start all over again, going from church to church and job to job, looking for somebody that's going to support me. Help me. Bless me. Give me an offering. I want a $1,500 honorarium. I'm telling you, that's how it is, guys. Don't spend your time, next one, searching for a cheerleader or a financial support system. Don't go around looking for somebody that's going to donate to your cause. Just submit right where God already has placed you. Ain't that good? Your lack of success can be due to refusal to humble yourself. I already said that on the fathers, mothers, and mentors. God's way. God has set it up so that we need extended hands guiding you as you grow, pointing fingers teaching you as you learn. I love that phrase. Loving arms holding you when you're discouraged. It takes all of it. All of these are relationship words. And familiar hands laid upon you to thrust you forth into your purpose. That word familiar comes from the word family. God intends for every single one of us, for you, when you're launched out into his purpose and destiny for your life, that it comes from familiar hands. Familiar hands, family hands, people that know you. Ever wonder why everything from athletes to entertainers to preachers and stuff, they get so far and then it's almost like they just go off and their world falls apart and then they just drop out of sight? Because they wouldn't go through this process God's way. This is God's way. And all of this, what I'm describing to you, is the riddles of the wise. We're the ones, and I will say that boldly, because I'm in my 50s now, so I can't keep calling myself no young pastor. But we are the ones, that's our role in your life, is to bring those riddles, not to destroy you, but to ask you those questions that make you think about it like this, make you see the difference. I'm just tired. It don't work, Pastor. This is Harrisburg. I'm just sad. Pastor, hold up. I know how you feel, but I want you to look at it like this. It's not that person that's against you. There's a spirit that's inside of them that's not accustomed to being around greatness, and so they are intimidated. So don't get angry with them. Just pray for them. See, that's a different way. And that's why we're in your life to say, no. You need to look at this. So right in that moment, even though I said it nicely, I just riddled you. I just shook you. What did I shake? I shook off all that stuff that gets you mad at folks that treat you like that. So the Lord said, don't run from the riddles of the wise.
At Urban Life Family Center, we minister in an informal family atmosphere that includes worship, prayer, sharing, and healing. But it's all done in a style and format that uniquely ministers to people in a personal way. From our Sunday prayer and healing sessions to our home church gatherings, everything we do is designed to equip and prepare you to do the work of the ministry. Until next time, remember, God wants to use you to rebuild, restore, and renew hearts and homes in this community. He wants to do it through your fruitful living.